Most of you are familiar with Academy Street in Salisbury, the gateway to Le Bon's Epicure Market. But before you get to Le Bon's Epicure Market on Academy Street in Salisbury, a new business opened up, I do believe, in February, as a matter of fact, and that is Honeychurch Home. And it is on the left as you're going down, right before you get to where Dan Dwyer has his bookstore. And we are welcoming the owner this morning here on Robin Hood Radio, Carolyn Picciarelli, and she's joining us now. Good morning, Carolyn, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
Well, you started the store in February. It's a retail store, and I guess my first question, have you been in retail before, or is this something that you've been thinking about and you figured, okay, the time is right for me to do this now?
Well, my whole experience, my working career has been in retail. So I've kind of done it all, from managing a store to being head of a display team to being in a buying office and traveling and developing products for a large-scale company. So this is something that I've wanted to do, like, since I was really young, for about 20 years.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that. I got into radio at a very early age, hanging around and doing various different things, and then my first real full-time job, by the time I left that job after about 8 years, I had done numerous different things to learn numerous different parts of the radio business, and it really helped me with the future. And it sounds like with you, especially with what you just said, that you took all of those experiences as learning experiences, and that combines you and puts you in pretty good shape as someone to open up a shop. You already know the ups and downs. You've been through them. Am I accurate in figuring that out?
You are accurate, and hopefully, yes, it's a culmination of all my experience will kind of come through in the store, and, you know, hopefully this experience, you know, makes me able to be successful.
And I find it also interesting that you opened in February, and I guess what I'm going to say is, when you were looking for a location, were you actively looking to open a location, or were you waiting for a specific location to open up and said, yeah, that's the location?
I wasn't waiting for a specific location. I was kind of keeping my eye out, and I actually had promised my husband we would do the store opening in a few years from now. And then a friend mentioned to me that this store location was available, and as soon as I walked in, I knew it was the perfect spot.
And, of course, the store location that became available was the Country Bistro, which is located on Academy Street for you folks listening. That is where they are located now. Okay, so the space was a perfect fit. How much renovating did you do to get the store ready to open?
Well, the owners of the building were in the process. They had gutted the entire building and were in the process of kind of putting it back together. So it was mid-construction when I saw it, and, you know, they were kind enough to ask my input a little bit on the things that they were doing in the store once we agreed that I would lease it. So they finished construction on the store last summer, at the end of the summer.
All right, and then and you've been so now you've got the store, you've got mm-hmm. the lease, you've got the store. Now you've got to fill the store. What knowledge did you use to initially put the inventory in the store when you first opened up in February?
Well, a big part of my job in past, you know, lives was to go to shows, your trade shows, basically, and you know, see what the trends were. So the first thing I did was travel about an hour and a half to 2 hours all around Salisbury, visiting different home decor stores in the area, as well as New York City, to kind of get a feel of what the market looked like now. And then we planned our travels to go and find products to bring back to the store.
And when you say home decor, is that just about everything for the home, or do you limit yourself to, like, knick-knack accessories, things like that, and gifts and stuff like that?
Home decor means things, yeah, you would decorate your home with, yeah, as well as gifts. Anything you'd use in your home, pretty much. So we have a lot of tabletop pieces, you know, beautiful things for the center of a table, as well as dishes. And we have anywhere from that to rugs, if you can imagine that.
I can imagine that. Well, it's interesting. And by the way, once again, we are speaking with Carolyn Picciarelli, and she has opened up a Honey Church home on Academy Street in Salisbury, where the Country Bistro used to be. You know, I watch this, I have to admit this, especially since the pandemic, a lot of TV when I'm home. And I watch a lot of home building shows. And what's interesting to me is the renovations that are done to inside homes are one thing, but then after they're renovated, to really make those things sell or be appreciated, the staging that goes into it, to find the home items that go into it, and the colors and the way things really makes the difference in the saleability of what's just been redone. And I guess you would find that on an everyday basis with people that have homes, and now more and more people are aware what matches, what doesn't match, what they like, what style they like. So I would imagine, especially with new homeowners and stuff, and then regular homeowners, that what you do basically is complement what they do with their inside their house.
I hope so. I think that when you have a house, or even if you've been in a house for a while, you know, just to spruce it up, or whether you're setting up a house, I think when you buy things like that I have that are pretty transitional looking, you know, we have a great style, I think, but it fits in a lot of homes. I think when you come to our store and buy things and then put them in your home, it makes it a home. Yep. It gives it character. It feels, I hope, happy, and that's one of my goals, is to help people make their homes feel beautiful and happy.
Yeah, and you're right when you say transitional, because somebody can come into your store, let's say in the springtime, walk around and see some things that, oh, you know, this is going to be real nice for this time of the season. They can come back in the fall and it's the same thing, where that you can keep updating and moving along with the seasons as they go along. Do you find that there is seasonal buying like that?
There's absolutely seasonal buying. It's mostly in gifts and obviously some things for the garden. We have some pieces for the garden. And then there'll be some things I bring in just for the fall and holidays. But you're right. Most of our things, what I do to show it differently, because I think it's important when you walk into a store that it constantly is changing, like every month, so it's fresh looking, is that I use different color stories for different months. So right now my color story for June is going to be, you know, whites and blues and like a lime green. And I also bring in we sell fresh flowers, so I do flower arranging, and that really helps, I think, give seasonality to the store too.
You know, it's interesting to listen to you talk. My mother was once manager of a large chain of stores called the Card Gallery, and they went all throughout in New England. And her biggest job was to always plan ahead for the setup for the next season. And I'm not talking about Christmas and Halloween. I am talking about anything that might come up, any holiday that might come up in the course of a year, to always add something to be there. Do you kind of look ahead like that yourself?
I do. And, you know, I could do that as well. I think that'd be a lot of work for me, like to say the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So there, you could, you know, definitely do that. I'm more seasonal. So we have four seasons. And within each of those seasons, there's about, let's say, you know, 3 to 4 months. And I'll have a little story during that little time. But it still is spring, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. What's your favorite thing in the store?
My favorite thing in the store is this beautiful ceramic petal bowl that we bought from a manufacturer in Tuscany. And it's a beautiful piece. You could put fruit in it. You could put plants in it. I do these big bouquets in it. And it's just, the thing about, most of our products come from Europe. That's where my experience is. We brought a container over from Italy. And the thing about the Italians, you know, I like to go to the actual source where these things have been made for hundreds of years. And in Tuscany in particular, their finish is so beautiful. It's just, you can't stop looking at it. There's a depth, even though it's an ivory antique glaze, there's a depth to it that I can look at it all day long.
So that's the thing you find most. What's the most surprising thing in the store recently that has surprised you with the reaction, when people have come in and chosen that?
We have these ceramic artichokes that come in ivory and then a verdigris green, and people are loving them. They can't get enough of them. So it's been really fun.
Now, do people come in and say, "Hey, I'm looking for this, and it's a particular item"? Can you then serve them and say, "Well, you know what? We'll go find that."
Yeah, sure. People have come in and asked for things, and also I've had a few people come in and ask for things that I didn't have that I promptly then went and bought some to have in the store, like tea towels or different kinds of candles. But, you know, most of our stuff is not available in the United States. It's really unique to us. So when people come in, they kind of take their time and walk around. It's a lot to look at, a lot to take in. So that's been really fun.
We are talking about Hunter Church Homes, which is on Academy Street in Salisbury, where the Country Bistro used to be. Let's get down to some brass tacks. What are the hours? People are listening now. What are the hours? Because we're, of course, slowly coming out of the pandemic, but what are the hours now for Honey Church Home?
Right now, it's Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 4, we're open, and then Sundays, 12 to 4.
Do you have any limitations on how many people in the store or anything like that?
You know, I'm able to open doors, and right now, you know, I'm comfortable like 4 to 5 people, and we ask that everybody wears a mask.
All right. It's an interesting time for us. Well, we have the Bargain Barn in Sharon, of course, that is a fundraiser for us. It's an interesting time how we try to adapt and make the customers feel comfortable and welcome in the store. And it's obvious with a store like yours, you know, people, when they're locked up, they want to get out for a while and see different things. And so it's obvious you probably have an inventory that they're not going to find anyplace else.
Yeah, I think the people that have come through have been really happy to get out, or they've been wondering, since we've been closed for COVID, what's in this store? What is this about? So there's been a lot of curiosity. I definitely think people are excited to walk around and just have that tactile experience again in a different place. So we all crave that.
When the crisis hit, did you say to yourself, "Oh my gosh, this is just what I need. We open in February, and we have to put a pause on what we're doing"?
You know, I really kind of took it in stride. Yeah. The last time I opened a business, the Great Recession hit. So I have this knack for opening businesses with, you know, catastrophes. But anyway, no, I really did take it in stride, and I'm lucky enough to be able to wait it out. And that's all we can do. Yeah. You know, it's just wait it out and be smart.
Well, Carolyn, much luck with, once again, your business. And once it opened in February, but reopening because of the pandemic, it's on Academy Street in Salisbury, Honey Church Home. Do you have a website as well?
We do. It's honeychurchhome.com.
All right. Well, Carolyn, much continued success, and stay safe, and good luck in your business.
Thank you so much, Marshall.